This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out. So we're going to try two short shiurim. We're going to start with Daf Pei in Ksubis, and then Daf Pei Aleph. Actually, these are some of the hardest Gemaras that I've ever learned. However, what's ironic is, even though the Ion is hard, the learning the blot is hard, the Shakla V'Tarya is very hard. But the pockets that we're going to do are, ironically, probably clearer and more understandable than just learning the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara. Let's start with Daf Pei. Daf Pei talks about the following subject. It's really Ayin Tes Amud Beis in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, somebody who spends money on the nechasim of his wife, if he invests a lot and he only eats a little, or he eats a lot and he invests a little, whatever he spent is spent, whatever he ate is ate. He cannot retrieve the money he invested, nor can he be charged for the peros that he ate. However, if he spent money and he didn't eat anything, then he gets reimbursed for the money that he put in. So the question is, what exactly is the reason he's not reimbursed for his expenses? You know, isn't that unusual? After all, you know, he should be reimbursed for his expenses. How is it different if I come down to your house and I paint your house and your house goes up $10,000 and it costs me $2,500 to paint it, I get reimbursed $2,500. Or if I come and clean your house for Pesach, I spent $500 and now your house is worth $1,500 more, I get reimbursed. Hayored l'soich stei chaveroi, v'nata shaloi bershus, the Gemara says on that pay, shaman loi, v'yaday ala tachtoina. You don't get what you made it go up, but you do get what your expenses are. So why is the husband any less when he is putting expenses into his wife's field? Why is he worse than a stranger? Why would a stranger get reimbursed and yet the husband is not reimbursed for the money that he puts in? That's the question at hand. And let me see if I could pull up. Here. Okay, so basically we have two different approaches in the Rishonim as to why the husband does not get reimbursed for his expenses. The first is the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says, and this is a Rabbeinu Yoina that is found, let me tell you where, right here in our Gemara, on the Mishnah, Hoitzi Harbe V'Achal Kima. Perush, im naflu la nechasim, nechse milug. If nechse milug fall to her, hadin hu shabal yaved asadis, the husband works the field, kifi masha tzarch, kadei shala yafsadu, so it doesn't get ruined, v'sheyoychal hu kala perois, and he eats all the fruits. So Mishnah zubal lam, they know this Mishnah comes to teach, afal pi shahitzi harbe, even though he spent a lot of money, v'lo yacham ana perois, ki imad, he only enjoyed a little bit, bein shaloi bal la karka yoyser, ki im zeh ha-ma'at, whether it didn't come to this land anymore, except for this a little bit. Maybe it only produced a little bit. Bein shaba yoyser v'nevad v'loy achal kiyem ha'ma'at, or produced a lot, and for whatever reason he only enjoyed it a little bit. Ein noisin loy ha'hitza, we don't give him the full expense. Ela amrinan, we say, ki ba'oysay ha'ma'at sha'achal, Gila daitai shabavur shayoichal hua peirois haya oisa. Here's the line. We say, meaning, why doesn't he get reimbursed? He put in $1,000. He only enjoyed $10. So then, why can't he be reimbursed $990? Listen to this. Ela amrinan, ki ba'oisai hama'at sha'achal. The fact that he ate a little bit, gila daitai, he's showing, shabavur shayoichal hua peirois haya oisa. The reason he invested is to eat. V'ayim miskavein lahashbicha b'shanazu lahoitzi aleha harbe. His intention was to make it go up in value, to be able to squeeze out a lot from it, kidei she'yasa peros harbe, to make a lot of fruits, l'shana acheres, for future years. Meaning, you know why he doesn't get reimbursed? Because the fact that he put money into it, it demonstrates the only reason he put money into it is in order to really eat it up well, to eat a lot of fruits. So we don't reimburse him. He had an ulterior motive over here. He wanted to eat a lot of fruits. Hilkach kishe yigar shena ein la ela masha yoichal. Therefore, when he divorces her, he only gets what he eats. Loishna achal v'achar kach hoitzi, doesn't matter if he ate and then he spent. Loishna hoitzi v'achar kach achal. This is the Shita Tabinei Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, why is this not similar to a sharecropper who also eats fruits and yet gets reimbursed? Because a sharecropper is only intending to eat miktsas peiros. He only wants to eat a little bit of the fruits. He only wants to eat a little bit of the fruits. Since he only wants to eat a little bit of the fruits, therefore, we reimburse him for his efforts, his expenses. But the husband, the little bit that he ate, that shows he wanted to really eat it up. He was going to eat more fruits than he put into it. So by a husband where we surmise he wanted to eat more fruits than he put into it, then even if he ate less fruits, he does not get reimbursed for his expenses. Those are the breaks. That was a chance he took by investing in this field. That's Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina learns, again, Rabbeinu Yonah learns that the svara, the reason why the husband does not get reimbursed, is because his intention was to eat all the fruits. However, there is a ritva. No, there's a Ramban and the Rashba in Masechta Bav Metzia that gives a different lamdas. The lamdas that these Rishonim give is if the husband invests to eat the fruits, he's meichel the money that he invests. He's meichel. We say he's meichel. He's probably meichel to his wife the expenses. Why is he meichel? Because one day he hopes to inherit this piece of land. Therefore, he's meichel the expenses he put into it. Says the Ramban and the Rashba, Ika lemedak, my kosha, v'hamotzi hoitzois shal nechse ishtai, shu nizarez v'niskar, v'afil hochi lo yavino le ma'da ashbach. We don't give a husband what the field goes up in value. Elamasha hoitzi hoitzi, umasha achal achal. What he spent, he spent. What he ate, he ate. So says the Ramban and the Rashba, Yesh loymer dehasa midin mechila nagube. The reason the husband doesn't get reimbursed is because he's meichal. Kivan she'enoi moitzi el alert soinoi. Because he's spending the money willingly. Nobody's forcing him to. Nobody's requiring him to. Ve'en hanachasim halolu yoitzi mitachas yadoi. And these possessions do not come out from under his possession, under his hand. Ela merit soinoi, only out of his goodwill. Afhu eino yored bahem ladas, he too is not going down with the same intention litol ka'aras. So again, what the Ramban and the Rashba are saying is that when a husband puts money into his wife's nechse milug, there's a din of mechila, because he's doing it willingly. And the possessions will remain in his domain unless he decides to terminate it. So he's hoping one day to get it. It's in his rishus, so he's meichel. Okay. So there are two approaches in the Rishonim as to why a husband is not reimbursed for the expenses he puts into his wife's field, despite the fact that yored letoch stei chaveroi gets reimbursed for expenses. The first is Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says because since he intends to get a lot of fruits, so therefore we do not allow him to get his expenses back because he was hoping to get more out of it. And the Ramban and the Rashba say it's midin mechila. So basically, there are a lot of nafgaminas between these two approaches. For example,
Prabhupada, but even though, so in the case where he doesn't get to eat, he shouldn't get the money back either. If he didn't eat, then he shouldn't get the money back either.
If he didn't eat, so it sounds like he only is Meichel because he's being Nene from it. Because he's benefiting from it, he's Meichel. Since he gets something out of it, he's Meichel. Or we only don't allow him to collect expenses if he intended to eat a lot of fruits. But if he never ate any fruits, then... I mean, what's the svara of Rabbeinu Yonah? Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that we don't pay him back for expenses because his plan was to really eat this thing as much as possible. But if he didn't have any fruits, then perhaps that wasn't his intention. We can't say, oh, your intention was to be oichel as many peiros as possible. That wasn't his intention because he didn't have any. What would you say about the following case? Let's say he said in front of Adam, I am not Meichel the expenses I put in to this field. What would the halacha be then?
That would not work. I mean, it would...
Then l'chaira, it should... He's not Meichel. Meaning... If the whole reason why he doesn't get expenses is presumably he's Meichel because he's Oichel Peiros, but if he says in front of Edom he's not Meichel, he's not Meichel. Now that Lechara would only work according to the Ramban and the Rashba, who says the whole reason is because of Mechila, but according to the other Shita, he says it's not because of Mechila, it's because he's Oichel from the Peiros. So it doesn't matter if he says he's not Meichel. We still perhaps would not give him his expenses. So the Ritva says, Mistabra da filu bereisha im hisna bevezden oy beedim she'enoy moichel. So then yishava kama hoitzvita. Then he would swear how much he spent and he would collect. That lechayra only works in the shita of the Ramban and the Rashba, that the lamdus of why he doesn't get reimbursed is because he's moichel. So if we clearly know he's not moichel, then he would not get reimbursed. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, where he doesn't get reimbursed. Because, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, where he doesn't get reimbursed because he's being, he planned on eating all the fruits, so then even if he says he's not Meichel, we still would not reimburse him. What would you say about this case? Here's an interesting psak of the Rif. The Rif says this whole din, that a husband is not reimbursed, is only if he divorces her willingly. But what if she rebels against him and he has no choice but to divorce her because she's not according herself properly? The Rif says then in that case, he does get reimbursed. Who does that work in? Again, that works according to the Rashba and the Ramban, that the only reason he doesn't get reimbursed is because he's Meichel. But we could say he's only Meichel in a situation where she acts properly. But if he has no choice... and he has to divorce her because she's a Moiredes, so then, L'chaira, he's not Moichel to her. He's not Moichel, the Hoitzais. So then the Rif would fit in. The Rif says, Mestabra lan mas nisin diktani, masha hoitzi hoitzi, masha achal achal. That's only k'shabal roitzel agarsha. That's only if the husband wants to divorce her. Abba be Moiredes, if she rebels, abala, bein achal, bein loyachal, whether she ate or not, yishava kama hoitzi vito. She has to swear, he would swear how much he spent, and he would collect. Because even if it's just, he says, the lo yehei alamatana hu diyavla ha'amrinan, the Rif says, and he continues, it would still be something that he would have to, that he would be able to collect for. Now, here's, another possible nafgamina, a very interesting nafgamina. What if the husband is oichel peiros, but the peiros that he ate did not come from the expenses he put in? It came from elsewhere. In other words, the husband put in invested money. However, the money that he invested did not yield payrois. Let's say the guy was nene from elsewhere. He wasn't nene from the expenses he put in. So then the hafla brings the shita, the chalkas mechaykek. He says, kasav chalkas mechaykek, the tzarch sheyoichal ha-payrois mehoitzazu. You have to eat the fruits from this expense. Avalim achal payrois mimakam acher. But if he ate fruits from elsewhere, loy mahani, it doesn't help. Says the chalkas mechaykek, you have to eat fruits from this expense. But if you eat fruits from elsewhere, it would not work. Then he would be reimbursed. Who do you think that works out according to? L'chor, that only works in the world of mechila. Maybe the husband's only meichel if I get something out of the work that I put in. But if I didn't get anything out of the work I put in, I'm not moichal. But if the lambda says, look, we are not allowing you to charge for your expenses because you get something out of it, so then maybe it wouldn't matter whether he's getting something out of what he put in or not. So the hafla says, anias daiti tsarachi en minaleha. The lefi devarav, according to the chalkas mechaykek neima nami, we should say imkidim va'achal peirais. Let's say the husband first ate fruits v'achakach hoytzi al asada. Would we say there also it doesn't help because he's not nene from his hoytza? I would say maybe yeah. Okay, so these are just three nafkaminas between what the lumdus of why a husband is not charged. It cannot collect for his expenses. Is it because he planned on eating a lot of fruits, or is it midin mechila? If it's midin mechila, then it would make sense. What if he's not moichel explicitly? Or maybe he's not moichel if she's a moiredes. But if it's mechila, then in a situation where maybe there is no mechila if he's not nene from the expenses that he put in. Okay, so these are a few nafkaminas between these various mahalchim. Okay, this is the first topic. Let me go back here.
Recording stop.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.